It's not just music, it's your way of life. How you live, live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Good afternoon once again, Pastor. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. We really appreciate you joining us. Are you well, Pastor?
I'm very well. It's an honor again today to be with you.
The honor is all mine, Pastor, and thank you very much once again to give us your time and your insights and your perspective. Let's just recap from yesterday, and then we can continue for today, Pastor.
Yeah. So yesterday we did look at quite a number of interesting aspects with regards to compassion. It got a little personal because I had already started sharing what the impact compassion has had on my life to this day. You will realize that with what we shared yesterday, a number of examples that we gave with regards to many people that showed compassion and other people were blessed, it is supposed to encourage all of us to really get to realize that there is nothing we can do in this world, because we are surrounded by many that need our help nearly on a daily basis, both from those that are closer to us by way of blood relation and also those that are closer to us because of a relationship that is compelled by the places we have found, but also for strangers. So I conclude from yesterday that we need, at the end of the day, to show compassion. But going to today's program, trust me, there is a different dimension altogether that others would feel otherwise. But let's get for it.
So let's first get some clarity, because we're trying to understand issues around the wrong way of expressing compassion. Is there a wrong way of expressing compassion? Like when somebody is going through something and you want to show that you're compassionate, is there a way that would be a wrong way of expressing the compassion?
Well, it's a very interesting dimension altogether that we are taking today. Is there a wrong way? Well, I wouldn't outrightly say there is a wrong way. Okay. That you would show compassion. But there is an effect that one gets for the compassion that they share with others. Here is my argument. When you are giving out your time, remember our definition for compassion. We outrightly said you become part of the problem. You wear the shoes another individual is wearing. And if that be the case, then let's use the word, there is tear and wear on your end, because you are literally carrying the burden of another person. And in so doing, then it means there is something that happens to you who is the giver. You deny yourself of a lot of opportunities, a lot of certain things that in a way you would have avoided if you chose not to show care. Let's use the word care. If you chose not to be massive to somebody's situation. And so that alone is what I would say is impacting you negatively. So if it is impacting you negatively, then it means it is stealing from you. In a way, let's say there is nothing wrong in helping. There is nothing wrong in being compassionate. Remember, our principal example in all this has been Christ. It's been God, because first of all, out of compassion, he saw that we were in distress. Out of compassion, he saw that we were in need, and he gave us his only son. Now, that was done out of compassion, in as much as he's an all-knowing God, but you can't rule out the fact that he is a compassionate God. But in the process, he lost something that was so precious to him, that is still precious. Now, let's agree here at this point that just like it has always been said, to everything good, there is a bad side. And if that be the situation, one would say even compassion also has, well, pretty much a negative connotation. I wouldn't say compassion in itself is a bad thing. No, it isn't. But the effect that it has on another individual. Now, research is showing that people who are kind and compassionate are more satisfied with their lives. There is that satisfaction that I get for being compassionate. Then also, the effects, the positive effects of compassion is that they have a better physical and mental health and have stronger relationships. That's fine. But I did mention, I did mention that when I am helping out, there is something that is stolen out of me. In as much as it's an all good aspect that I am giving out to other people, there is something that also is stolen from me in a way. So you want to agree with me that if you are too compassionate, you are in tune, too much in tune with other people's emotions, and that tends to mirror to your life. So you will not sleep when you know that another person is hungry. So you are robbed of a comfortable sleep. You will not be happy to know that another child has not gone to school when you have not given what you thought you were going to give. So there is all this that is happening to you. So people with, let me use the word hyper compassion, may find it hard to regulate their emotions and may have a tendency to pick up on negative feelings. It's what I feel because of another person's situation that I have failed to attend to. So it will give you a very, very challenging moment in life. Now, it would be tough, I want to submit, to overdo kindness or compassion. But when you feel deeply concerned for other people's concerns, then it can put a tremendous amount of stress on you. Now, experiencing your own tension as well as the pain of another creates some sort of anxiety because you have your own burden, another person's burden, and in the end, it just has a way of picking out something from you that you would have avoided if you had not involved yourself in their issues. Am I now saying we shouldn't be compassionate? Not at all. That's not what I'm submitting. But I am simply saying, in reality, for being too compassionate, then there is something that you actually have to experience as you go on.
So what situations require compassion and which don't?
For me, the situations that require compassionate are situations that you know the other person cannot manage taking care of themselves. Generally speaking, there are certain things that even by looking, you can tell that here, we can't just leave it to this individual to handle it themselves. So I will come in. But there are certain situations where it has happened quite all right. Then, are they capable of attending to their own situation? Yes, they are capable. Then those are where now you just empathize with them. Emotional support. You don't need to physically be involved in what they are doing. And when that has happened, then you know that certain things can be done, certain things cannot be done. You and me cannot outrightly do everything for everyone. We can't. If we told ourselves that everything that others are going through we can do, then we could just be lying to ourselves. But let us help where we know that another person cannot. But if they can, then we should step in and help. But where they can do it for themselves, well, emotional support, I think, would do.
Is compassion a weakness?
Yeah. Now that one, can I say there is a common notion. It's very common where people have mistaken compassion for being weak or maybe a pushover. Like you're too much into other people's problems and others think that is a weakness. But here is my submission. My submission really is that when you are compassionate, it is actually showing a sign of being strong. You have strength and courage. That's just my understanding. There is something, an example that I want to give. I did pick on an individual that we all know world over, and this is Mahatma Gandhi. He held himself and others accountable because of his compassion. He proclaimed authority and leadership because of his compassion. Then he drove change and reform because of his compassion. Now, I don't know if ever you have taken time to analyze what happens when you are compassionate. Because you are at this vantage point, you want to lift others to also go at the same level where you are. In other words, you don't glory seeing other people down. So the strength that you have, combined with the weakness that others have, together we become stronger. You are simply showing that I will not be comfortable if another person is downtrodden upon. Let's get back to, I think, a very principal example that we've used the past 2 days of a man that is beaten, left on the ground. The high priest, the priest overlooks, the Levite overlooks, and another person comes and says, but this person is in pain. Would you tell me that it was a sign of weakness for him to go in that direction and help somebody who really desperately needed help? I don't think so. It shows me a characteristic of strength that you wouldn't want to see another person being in a situation that otherwise you wouldn't love to see them. I think for me, and I strongly agree, that compassion is not a sign of weakness, but actually a sign of strength and courage.
Final question, Funis. Does compassion infantilize or make one the person receive a become an infant? Or infantilize, so to speak?
Sure. Two answers, yes and no. Why do I say yes? I say yes because mostly a number of us, when we receive help today, we want to receive it again tomorrow. I hope you're following.
I'm following.
You today have been assisted. It's a situation that has happened to you, maybe circumstantial or otherwise, but then you are looking forward to another day when another person is going to do a similar favor for you. I did mention yesterday that I lost my parents at a very tender age, both my mother and my father. The moment it clicked that I am an orphan and people were coming to give me assistance in different ways, education and upkeep, in my mind, I thought this is it. And so whatever it is that I was going to do after that was blared. I was blindfolded because I thought even tomorrow another person is going to come my way. But here is what happened. When I began to grow, then those people that otherwise were helping me ceased to come as they did when I was still young. And you realize now that I opened my eyes and said, there is no need for me to continue staying down because these people have done their part. So let me wake up now and do my part. And that's how I moved from, I don't know if you're familiar with Zambia, moved from Livingstone and came to Lusaka in search of life.
Yeah.
And the moment I switched, then now I know that I need to fight for my own problems. Now, had I continued expecting, maybe you wouldn't have been talking to me today.
Okay.
Maybe I wouldn't have been among those that would have been sharing this information today. So I thought their compassion should carry on the rest of my life.
Mm.
I never used to pay my own bills, others would do. I never used to buy my own food, others would do out of compassion. But time came for me to grow out of this. And now I am able to pay my own bills. So meaning, at that particular time when I felt like that, it made me behave like a child even when I was growing.
Okay.
Why did I say no? There are others that are in desperate situations that need one of help.
Yeah.
Show your compassion today, and tomorrow they'll stand at another level and testify of the goodness, but then they'll carry on with their lives because you have done it for them. So, yes and no. That usually the danger is that for some, compassion today should be compassion tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, this month, next month, even next year, which shouldn't be the case. Because when I have been helped today, I should know that this other person has done his part. Tomorrow, I should be the one that is going to help somebody.
We're going to leave it right there, Pastor. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that even today you have given us direction on what we should do and what we should not. We have no doubt that, Heavenly Father, your mercies endure forever with us. But while we are still at this, we ask that, Heavenly Father, those that we should help, that you deliberately placed in our way, give us the grace to do so. And those that, Heavenly Father, need our encouragement only, give us the ability to speak to them and encourage them. What we want at the end of the day is to have a team of people, men and women, young and old, who are pulling in one direction. We have trust in you that even when we have failed to do our part, you will do it. Are you not the one who said you can raise stones to praise you? Our prayer is that, Heavenly Father, while we are still on this side of eternity, may you give us the grace and the ability to help in any little way that we can. Thank you for this moment that we spend here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Pastor Bright, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate your insight. See you tomorrow.
Thanks. See you tomorrow then.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism. AWR.
Okay, so there's a difference between the idea of a perfect environment mm-hmm. and the right church.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The right church may still not be the perfect environment.
Okay.
Where Christ was with the disciples mm-hmm. was the right place. It was the right environment, but it was not perfect. So you should mark that distinction.
This and more on Glorious Morning, only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.